Welcome to the Little Learner Storytime Podcast from Orem Public Library. Are you ready to play? Let's go!
Hello, friends! My name is Miss Molly with Orem Library, and I am so excited to be joining you this month. I hope you're here with your grown-ups so we can do some songs, rhymes, and stories. Doing story time together with your grown-up will make a big difference in how much fun you have, since you'll have someone doing the activities with you. And being with your grown-up who loves you is the best learning environment for the skills we're working on today to build our brains. So can you give your grown-up a big thumbs up and tell them thank you?
Thank you.
Well, my friends, it is October right now when I'm recording this. Happy October and happy fall. I know so many people that this is their favorite season. The weather is nice, the treats are yummy, and there are fun holidays in the fall. In October, you might see some fun things. Has anyone seen a pumpkin yet? If you've seen a pumpkin, pat your head. Have you seen any pumpkins around town? Maybe on people's front porch? Or do you have one on your porch? Ooh, that would be exciting. What about leaves? Have you seen any orange or yellow or red leaves? If you've seen any leaves, stomp your feet. Stomp, 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 stomp. Pretend you're stomping in those leaves. That is one of my favorite sounds, is the crunchy sounds leaves make in the fall. Okay, one more thing. Have you seen any scary decorations this month? The house across the street from me has a big pretend graveyard with scary lights. Have you seen any scary decorations? What have you seen? Can you tell your special grown-up about it? Ooh, that sounds cool. Well, in October, we see lots of decorations, or sometimes people dressed up. Are you going to dress up this year? What is your costume? Shout it out on the count of three. Ready? One, two, three. Shout it out. You know what? That will be awesome. I hope you come to the library or go to your local library so your librarians get to see you. Let's sing a song about some monster costumes we might see. But remember, are monsters real or just pretend? Yeah, they're just pretend. They're just for fun. It's fun to sing songs about them and read books about them, but we don't need to be scared. It's just for fun. Just pretend. Okay, here's our song. It's to the tune of Old MacDonald. Let's pretend everyone is walking around in their costumes. Here we go. There are lots of monsters walking round tonight. I think I see a... Ooh, what monster should we see? How about a ghost? Ooh, I think I see a ghost. What a scary sight. Now, what sound do ghosts make? You're right, they say boo, with a boo-boo here and a boo-boo there. Here a boo, there a boo, everywhere a boo-boo. There are lots of monsters walking round tonight. I think I see a werewolf. Oh, what a scary sight. Now what sound does a werewolf make, do you know? They howl at the moon. Let's practice. Ready? Howl. With a howl, howl here, and a howl, howl there. Here a howl, there a howl, everywhere a howl, howl. There are lots of monsters walking round tonight. I think I see a skeleton. What a scary sight. Okay, let's get ready to rattle our bones. Can you hold your arms up so you can shake them? With a rattle, rattle here, shake your arms, and a rattle, rattle there. Here a rattle, there a rattle, everywhere a rattle, rattle. There are lots of monsters walking round tonight. I think I see a witch. Ah, what a scary sight. Okay, when we sing about the witch, we need to stir our cauldron. Can you pretend you're holding a big spoon to stir the pot? Now, what do witches say? Witches like to cackle, so we're gonna make a hee-hee-hee with a hee-hee here and a hee-hee there. Here a hee, there a hee, everywhere a hee-hee. There are lots of monsters walking round tonight. Okay, let's do one more. Last one. This one is a zombie. Get your arms out in front of you like a zombie. Oh, you can do a zombie walk. There are lots of monsters walking round tonight. I think I see a zombie. What a scary sight. Now, zombies, they make a kind of groan sound because they're so tired to be up from their graves. Can you groan? Groan. With a groan, groan here and a groan, groan there. Here a groan, there a groan, everywhere a groan, groan. There are lots of monsters walking round tonight. Yay! You guys were so good. You sounded monstrously good. Whenever I see something scary, I like to make a scary monster sound right back. If it's scaring me, I can be scarier. So you can try that if you feel scared at all on Halloween. But wow, you are so brave. Are you feeling brave enough to go on an adventure with me? I think I'm going to go to a haunted house. Ah! But I don't want to go alone. And you are all really brave, so I bet you can help me be brave too. Okay. I think we can do this. Are you ready? Deep breath in so we can feel brave. Deep breath out. All right, let's do this. First, we need to ride our bikes over to the haunted house. Can we get on our bikes? Okay, hold on to the handlebars. Move your legs like you're riding a bike. Might have to stand up if you can. Can we pedal really fast? Pedal, 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 pedal. Oof, it's a big hill. Let's pedal slow because it's hard to press those pedals. Oof, big hill. Up, up, up. We're almost to the top. Oof, oof, oof. Okay, ready? We're gonna zoom down. Ready? Zoom! Uh-oh, we have to turn. Turn to the side. Turn to the other side. Oh, so fast. Get ready to step on the brakes. Ready? Okay. We are here at the haunted house. Do you see? It has a pointed roof. Can you make a roof with your hands? Put your hands in a triangle. And the windows are full of spider webs. Oh, can you make a spider with your hands? Oh, you make your fingers move like spider legs. Oh, scary. And the trees in the yard have gnarled branches. Can you gnarl your hands up like a dead tree? Oh, so scary. Do you think we should go up to it? Let's go really carefully. Tiptoe with me. Ready? Tiptoe, tiptoe, tiptoe. Wait! Did you see something in the window? It looked like something was inside. Oh my goodness, I don't see it anymore. It disappeared. Okay, should we keep going? Tiptoe, tiptoe, tiptoe. Oh, we're to the stairs on the porch. Let's climb up them. They look old and rickety, so when we step on them, they go creak. Can you make that sound? Creak. Okay, there are four steps. Let's count them. One, two, three, four. We made it onto the porch. Are we brave enough to knock on the door? Let's knock on it. Oh, I'm scared. Do you think we should run away? Who lives in a haunted house? Who might live here? A witch? Ooh, a monster? A unicorn? Now unicorns aren't scary. But oh my goodness, the door is opening. Who do you think it is? Oh, there's no one there. The door just swings open and the doorway is empty. Should we lean closer? Just a bit closer? Peer inside. Let's say, hello, is anyone home? Can we say that? Hello, is anyone home? Then from behind you, someone says, boo! Who is it? Look behind us. It's a ghost. But it's just a little ghost with a bow in her hair. The ghost says, tee-hee-hee, did I scare you? I don't know. Were we very scared? No, we're too brave. This is just a little ghost. She looks really nice. She says maybe we should play at the park sometimes. Oh, that sounds fun. Okay, let's wave goodbye to the ghost. Bye, ghost. It was nice to meet you. Whew, that was quite a trip. Thanks for coming with me. I don't think I could have done it by myself. Let's sing a song about a ghost. The ghost we met was friendly, though, so our song can be about a ghost who's really friendly. It goes like this. Mary knew a little ghost, little ghost, little ghost. Mary knew a little ghost, its sheet was white as snow. The ghost, he liked to fly around. Can you move your hand like it's flying up and down and around? The ghost, he liked to fly around, fly around, fly around. The ghost, he liked to fly around, he'd fly both high and low. The ghost was always very nice. Can you show me your smiles? Very nice, very nice. The ghost was always very nice and came for tea and cake. Hold your teacup. Can you take a sip with me? Yummy. But when it's time for Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. But when it's time for Halloween, oh, what a noise he makes. Boo! Can you say boo with me? Boo! Okay, let's sing it again. When we get to the end, don't forget to say boo really loud, okay? Mary knew a little ghost, little ghost, little ghost. Mary knew a little ghost, its sheet was white as snow. The ghost, he liked to fly around. Move your hand like it's flying. Fly around, fly around. The ghost, he liked to fly around. He'd fly both high and low. The ghost was always very nice. Show me your smiles. Very nice. Very nice. The ghost was always very nice and came for tea and cakes. Sip from your teacup. Sip. But when it's time for Halloween, 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 but when it's time for Halloween, oh, what a noise he makes. You ready? Boo! Oh my goodness, it's like a chorus of ghosts in here. You sound like the best little ghost around. Can we boo up really high? Boo! Now a really low boo. Boo! You are amazing ghosts. I think we are all warmed up for a story now. This story is an old story. It's been around for more than 100 years. It is a folk tale called The Bogey Beast. Ooh, that sounds scary. What kind of monster do you think a bogey beast sounds like? Ooh. Ooh, that's a good guess. I'm excited to find out. And I'll need your help as we tell this story, so I hope you're ready to give me some help. There was once a woman named Meggie Flynn, who was very cheerful, though she had little to make her so, for she was old and poor. She lived in a little cottage and earned a living by working in a sewing shop in the town. Can you get your needle out and pretend to sew? Maybe your grown-up can show you how that looks. Kind of pinch your fingers together to hold that little needle. She was a hard worker, and she had to walk quite a ways to and from town every day. But she did so cheerfully, and she hummed as she did. The other sewing ladies always told her to only walk home before it got too dark, because farmers told stories of a horrible creature called the Bogey Beast that lurked outside of town. Old Robert from the mill told about how the bogey beast could change its shape to look like anything. Even the most harmless thing like a bird or a squirrel, but then it would change its shape and gobble you up. Meggie Flynn didn't think it made sense for old Robert to know this when he certainly hadn't gotten gobbled up. She thought it was a good story to keep the children from straying out after dark, but she wasn't afraid. She walked home after dark plenty of times, and she'd only seen the occasional stray cat. But today, it was the night of Halloween. Old Meggie Flynn worked late at the sewing shop because the other ladies went home early. But Meggie Flynn lived by herself. She had no one to enjoy Halloween with, so she stayed and busied herself with her sewing needle. Can you hold your needle again? Sew those stitches. Can you sew up and down, up and down? She kept in good spirits by looking forward to the pumpkin pie that she made yesterday that was waiting for her at home. Oh, how tasty it would be! At last, she finished the seams of the dress she'd been working on, and it was time to close the shop for the night. She locked the door behind her and set off for home, humming a tune to herself. Let's hum a little tune together. What's your favorite song? I'm going to do Row, Row, Row Your Boat, because I like that one, but you can hum whatever song you like. Meggie Flynn made it to the edge of town where the houses disappeared into farm lanes and scraggly trees. A wind stirred the trees. A ways into the bushes, a dark shape suddenly moved. Oh! Meggie Flynn startled. Then she saw it was just a fox. But that got her thinking about the story of the bogey beast and how it could change to be anything, even that fox over there. She hugged her shawl tighter and set to humming again. As she went on, she noticed a dark shape on the side of the road. She squinted at it and took a couple steps closer, and what should she see but a big black pot lying in the ditch. "Goodness me," she cried. "Now who left this here?" She looked about, expecting the owner would not be far away, but she saw no one. "Oh, maybe there's a hole in this old pot," she said, "and that's why they cast it away. But it would do fine to put a flower in for my window. I'll just take it home with me." As she opened the lid to inspect it, she staggered back. Mercy me! The pot was full of gold pieces. At first, she stood completely still with her hand over her mouth. Can you make a surprised face? I think she would be surprised. Make your best surprise face. Oh! She was so surprised to find that gold. Then she said, "What a stroke of good fortune! What good luck!" And she began to wonder how she was going to get this treasure home. It was too heavy for her to carry, so she could see no better way than to tie the end of her shawl to it and drag it behind her. She started dreaming about what she could do with the gold coins. "Maybe I'll buy a grand house and just sit by the fire with a cup of tea all day long. Or I could buy a fine dress and attend the grandest parties. Or perhaps I should buy a pair of sapphire earrings. Oh, friends, what would you do if you found the gold coins? What would you use it on? Ooh, maybe a treat? Or a vacation? Tell your special grown-up your idea." That sounds like fun. By this time, Maggie Flynn was a bit tired of dragging that heavy pot. She stopped to rest and turned to look at her treasure. And what do you know? It wasn't a pot of gold at all. It was nothing but a large sack of potatoes. She stared at it and rubbed her eyes and stared at it again. "Well, I never," she said, "and me thinking it was a pot of gold. All that sewing must have tired me out and made me imagine things. But this is still my lucky day. With this many potatoes, I can make supper all month long. I can make potato stew, or mash them with butter, or have a shepherd's pie." That reminded her about the pumpkin pie that was waiting for her at home. That was enough to get her on her way again. So off she set, dragging her shawl behind her, thinking of all her favorite potato recipes. Do you like to eat potatoes, friends? Oh, I know I do. Did you know French fries are potatoes? I love potatoes. Maggie became a bit tired again, so she stopped to rest. She gave a look around to see if her treasure was safe, and what did she see on her shawl but a giant rock? "Well, I never," she said. "How on earth did I mistake this for potatoes? I must have been dreaming. But this is still my lucky day. Haven't I been wanting a stone to prop open my garden gate with? Oh, yes, this will do nicely." So she trotted off down the hill till she came to her cottage. Uh-oh, friends. What do you think is happening? Why does it keep changing? Do you have a guess? Oh, let's see if you're right. Maggie Flynn unlatched the gate and then turned to unfasten her shawl. And when she turned to look, it wasn't a stone behind her at all, but a large, plump pumpkin. "Goodness me," said Maggie Flynn. "And here I was thinking it was a rock. Oh, what a night, what a night. But this is the greatest luck yet. I can set it right outside for Halloween." And with that, she lugged the pumpkin down her front walk, up her front step, and into the doorway. She set it on the table inside until she could decide where to put it. And what should happen next but the pumpkin gave a jump and a squeal! And in one moment, it was as big as a haystack, all the way up to the ceiling. Can you stretch your arms up so big? Then it let down four lanky legs, and two ears, and horns, and a long tail. Ah, what is happening, friends? What was the pumpkin? Oh no, it was the bogey beast hiding. And before the pumpkin, do you remember what it was? The rock. And before that, it was potatoes. And before that, it was the pot with coins. Oh my goodness, it kept changing with its magic. A terrible beast towered over her, baring its teeth. Can you make a scary roar with me? One, two, three, roar! Old Maggie Flynn stammered, the bogey beast! You have heard of me before, the bogey beast snarled, and now it's too late for you! Maggie Flynn swallowed as she got her wits about her. Then she said, oh, yes, you're right. It is quite late. Too late for visitors to be over. However, with it being Halloween, I suppose I could stay up a bit later. What? Said the bogey beast. I am the fearsome bogey beast, and I have caught you alone with no one else around.
Yes, I was just thinking that, said Maggie Flynn. It's so good you've come along. Me not having a soul to spend the holiday with, and you looking very hungry.
She turned behind her and grabbed the pumpkin pie from the cupboard.
I don't suppose you'd like to share some pie,
the bogey beast scowled.
And I have some cream to put on top, too.
With that, the bogey beast slowly began to shrink in size. Can you stretch up and shrink like a melting snowman? He shrunk until he was the size of a horse, then as tall as Maggie Flynn herself, and then the size of a lion. And by the time he stopped shrinking, he was the size of a dog. He still had horns and a bear-like snout and a swooshing tail, but he reminded her of a skinny dog with big, hungry eyes. Well, said the bogey beast, that does sound tasty.
Oh, I'm so glad, said Maggie Flynn, and she got some plates.
So the bogey beast stayed, and together, slice after slice, through the evening, they finished the entire pie. Maggie Flynn told stories of the ladies at the sewing shop and her memories of Halloween from when she was little. And the bogey beast told stories, too, about people he'd scared over the years. For it turned out he'd never gobbled anyone up, but simply liked to play tricks now and again. When he told how he'd hopped out and scared old Robert from the mill once, Maggie started giggling so hard it made her tummy hurt. When the bogey beast left, it was well past midnight. As he left, he turned over his shoulder and said, by the way, you should shake your shawl off before you wear it again. I'm sure it got dirty with you dragging it home as you did. Then he leapt and bounded up into the air, twinkling until he vanished into the stars. Well, Maggie Flynn chuckled, I am the luckiest lady around. Fancy me seeing the bogey beast all to myself and having the liveliest company in all the land. Before she went to bed, Maggie Flynn shook out her shawl. Can you shake your shawl out with me? Shake, 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 shake. And three gold coins fell out and plinked onto the floor.
Until she went to sleep, she chuckled to herself over her good luck. And perhaps the bogey beast was a bit lonely himself, too. For on the next full moon, on the way home from town, Maggie Flynn saw a pot again on the side of the road. Wow! You guys did a great job helping me with that story. Give yourself a hand! Were you scared at all? I bet not. You're too brave. Did you guess that the pot was the bogey beast? Or did you think something else? Oh, maybe you thought the fox was the bogey beast. Well, that story made me a little hungry. Fall is a season when you see people making lots of pies, just like Maggie Flynn in the story. Let's sing a silly song about some pies. It's to the tune of The Muffin Man, and it goes like this. Would you like some pumpkin pie, some pumpkin pie, some pumpkin pie? Would you like some pumpkin pie to balance on your head? Oh, can you pretend you're balancing a pie on your head? Ooh. Or if you have a toy nearby, or maybe a paper plate, you can try to balance that on your head for real. Just don't do it with a real pie. That would make a mess. Okay, let's pretend to gobble up the pumpkin pie. Ready? Gobble, 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 gobble. All right, what's another flavor of pie? Is there a pie flavor that you like? At my house, we like apple pie. Lots of apples are ready to harvest in the fall. Let's sing about an apple pie. Ready? Would you like some apple pie, some apple pie, some apple pie? Would you like some apple pie to balance on your knee? Uh-oh, pretend to balance the pie on your knee. Balance, balance. Careful. Is it staying? Oh, it's gonna fall off. Let's eat it before it falls off. Ready? Yum, 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 yum. Mmm, apple pie. Delicious. Okay, let's do another flavor. This one might be some of your favorites. Would you like some chocolate pie? Some chocolate pie, some chocolate pie. Would you like some chocolate pie to balance on your shoulder? Balance the pie on your shoulder. Oh no, it's wobbling. Oh no, catch it, catch it. Woo! Oh, good catch. Let's gobble it up before it falls on the floor. Ready? Yum, 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 yum. Gobble, gobble, munch, 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 munch. Oh my goodness, we are so silly. All right, let's think of a silly flavor we can do. How about mashed potato pie? That actually might be pretty yummy. What's sillier than mashed potatoes? Spaghetti pie? I've never had spaghetti pie before. Or maybe gummy worm pie? Okay, your turn. Think of a silly food. I'd like to try some of these flavors. They might not be too bad. I'll leave a gap in the song, and you can fill it in with your own silly idea. Ready? Would you like some pie? Some pie? Some pie? Would you like some pie to balance on your toes? Balance it on your toes. Balance, balance, balance. Good job. Oh no, oh no, it's falling. Ah! Oh well, our tummies are full from all that other pie anyway. Well, friends, I'm so glad you came to story time today to be silly with me and brave with me and hear some fall stories. I hope you have a wonderful fall full of yummy treats. And I hope that you go to your local library to check out some more stories. Let's finish with our homework song. Our homework song helps us remember the things we do when we're little to help our brains grow so big. Do you remember what those five things are? We read, We write, we sing, we play, and we talk with our special grown-ups all day. And it's to the tune of Jingle Bells. Ready? Read and write, sing and play, talk with me all day. These are the five things we do. My brain will grow this way. Thank you for coming, friends. We'll see you next month. Bye. Hi, grown-ups. Thanks for joining me for a quick Behind the Story segment, where we talk about early literacy and share ideas of how stories and songs and rhymes benefit children's development. You are all doing awesome. We love that you listen to story times with your child. This shows a lot of proactive interest in helping them grow the skills they'll need for school and just for learning in general. Today, I wanted to talk about making predictions when reading or telling stories. In our haunted house game and the Bogey Beast story, we asked some questions like, what do you think will happen next? Who do you think lives here? What do you think we should do? This is something we do a lot in story time, and you probably do it a lot at home too. Making predictions can take multiple forms. It can be looking at a book's cover before you read and asking what you think the book will be about. It can be asking what the character is doing as they begin the action of the story. Like if a character is grabbing a sled, where do you think they're going? My favorite time for making predictions is usually at the three-quarter mark of the book, right before the conflict gets resolved. This is usually before the character makes a major decision to wrap up the story. And by then, you've gotten the chance to get to know the characters and the situation, and you're just trying to guess how it ends. It's okay if your predictions turn out wrong, too. It's not about guessing it right. It's more about taking a moment to analyze and process information. And sometimes, I like the endings that kids come up with better than the ending of the actual book. You can also make guesses about what you think happens to the characters after the book is over. Like, now that the turtle and the alligator are friends, what do you think they'll do tomorrow? Or if there was another book about them, what do you think they would do in that book? Pausing to make predictions in a story does a lot for a child's reading skills. First, it encourages them to think deeply about what they're reading and to pay attention to details as they go. It also helps them to draw on prior knowledge that they have of the world around them. Like if they see a kid in a backpack getting on a bus, they might already know that kid's going to school. But what will happen at school? In ways like this, making predictions helps reinforce concepts they're already familiar with while engaging with new ideas being presented in the story. Making predictions also helps kids recognize cause and effect. When I was a kid, there was a plump tomato sitting on the table. It looked so full and round like a bubble, and I couldn't resist. I grabbed the tomato and I squeezed it. And for some reason, I did this directly over my own head. I hadn't thought ahead to what would happen if I squeezed a tomato over my head, and that when I did, I would be covered in tomato juice. So through books, kids can explore the ideas of if the character does this, then this is the likely effect. This line of thinking is great for science in their school days, too. Finally, another great benefit of making predictions is just to build creativity. If your child got to write the ending of a book, what would they want to happen? Responses can reveal a lot about a kid's personality, too. Sometimes the kids' predictions crack me up with how brilliant or funny they are. You can even joke about the ending to see who can think of the wildest ending, even if they're absurd and just for the sake of being silly. Well, I hope you all have fun making predictions while you're reading at home. Just pausing several times while reading to ask simple questions leads to fantastic mini learning experiences for your child. You all do such an awesome job. I wish I could be privy to all the fun reading moments you have with those cute kiddos, because I bet you have so much fun. Thanks for coming to Storytime. Thanks for being engaged and interested in your child's success. You are your child's first and best teacher. We hope you have a fun and safe Halloween. And we'll see you next month. Bye.